Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye. Our guest today is singer-songwriter Justin Townes Earl, playing in front of a live audience in the World Cafe Performance Studio. Justin is the son of musician-actor Steve Earl. Like father, like son, both had a rebellious youth, and Justin shares his father's substance abuse issues. He recently released his fourth and latest album, Nothing's Gonna Change the Way You Feel About Me Now. The new album has a kind of a Memphis Stax Records soul vibe to it, so we begin with this performance of the song, Memphis in the Rain.
Staring down the blacktop at a cold, dark night, boys, and pitch black sky, there ain't a star in sight. But I'm looking for a change, I'm passing through Memphis in the rain, yeah. Old whitewashed buildings and old overgrown yards, I got one hand on the wheel, I got one on my heart, looking for a girl without a name. I'm passing through Memphis in the rain. No matter what I do, Lord, I can't stop now, baby. Gotta keep that hammer to the floor, baby, till I'm clear out of Arkansas, mama, 'cause I know what they can do to me, Lord, and I won't let them make a fool out of me. Things are starting to get strange, I'm passing through Memphis in the rain. Sometimes a man's just gotta know when to go, baby. He's gotta earn himself a key, baby. He's gotta know when he's been beaten. So I called a cousin down in Houston. He said, come on down, boy, we got work for you to be doing. I'm looking for change, passing through Memphis in the rain. Yeah, things are starting to get strange. I'm passing through Memphis in the rain. Oh, mama.
Thank you. A perfect song to begin our session today, Memphis in the Rain from Nothing's Gonna Change the Way You Feel About Me Now, the new Justin Townes Earl album. Mostly because the sound of the record has so much to do with Memphis, even though you recorded it in Asheville.
Yeah, I couldn't find an appropriate room in Memphis, Tennessee, and I figured that musicians, there's a lot of trouble for musicians to get into in Memphis, Tennessee, and a lot less in Nashville, North Carolina.
Which makes a lot of sense. It's funny, I was reading an interview you did, must have been about a year ago, April or so ago, where you said, yeah, I'm moving to London and I'm making the new record about Memphis. So you had all that in mind that long ago?
I had all that in mind, and then a girl changed that. So, what else can I say?
Your records have bounced around different kinds of roots music almost on every album. Why did Memphis seem appropriate?
Well, I think my geographic location growing up, you kind of get half Bristol and half Memphis, so you get a lot of, you get your Carter family and your Jimmy Rogers, in the East, and then in the West you get, the Staple Singers and Al Green and things like that. And I think that it's the musics didn't come from that far from each other, and so I find that they match up and almost identically in chord progression, emotion, feeling, and life expectancy of the of the artists.
Yeah. There's a bunch of songs on this record that are funny. They seem kind of personal, but they don't seem like diary entries. They seem like you can make a personal thing universal. Is that what you're striving for? Is that easy to do?
It's I think it can be complicated, and I think people complicate it by trying to relate a situation as opposed to trying to relate the emotion and what's felt in the situation, because I think that in that case the human experience is pretty much the same. People may not be able to relate with a lot of the things that I did to deal with my sadness, but they can relate to the sadness. So it's better to I try to write more about the emotion than the actual physical event that led to it.
Yeah. And both your parents are on here, one form or another. Is a song about talking with your mother on the phone, and you get your dad out of the way in the first line on the record.
Yeah.
Can you do that song that, it called?
Am I That Lonely?
Am I That Lonely, yeah.
I can do that for sure. It was one of the first songs that I wrote. I wrote for the record, which, made it it wasn't always going to be first, but I figured it was just a good place to start. It was a good song to show everybody that it wasn't going to be the Harlem River Blues again.
Hear my father on the radio singing, "Take Me Home Again." 300 miles from the Carolina coast, and I'm skin and bones again. Sometimes I wish that I could get away. Sometimes I wish that he'd just call. Am I that lonely? I don't know. Now there's just something in a night like this that can be so hard to take. Through oncoming headlights, through a mountain mist, they're too close for comfort and too much at stake. So turn the radio down, roll the windows up, and say to myself that I thought I'd be a better man. Sometimes I wish that I could find a place where I don't feel so alone. Am I that lonely tonight? I don't know. I could find a way where I won't feel so on my own. Am I that lonely tonight? Am I that lonely tonight? Am I that lonely tonight?
That Lonely Tonight, one of more than a few songs to take place in cars, which I like.
Yes, yeah, I spend so much of my life on the highway that it's just bound to happen.
I hate doing this sometimes because when you quote what somebody supposedly said in the past, sometimes somebody got it wrong along the way. But and I was kind of surprised about this one. Your last album, the Harlem River album, got some of the best reviews of your career. But did I hear you say that you weren't quite so proud about it because you felt like the time when you were writing those songs, you were kind of a little out of control and weren't quite so happy with them?
Well, no, I have no problem with the record Harlem River Blues. I think I love the record Harlem River Blues. I wasn't too proud of my behavior during that period, while we were making it, and you know, obviously during the launch of the record. I'm lucky in the fact that I haven't made a record that I hate, and I know a lot of people that have made a lot of records that they hate because you know, either the record label meddled in it or they, you know, just, you know, went off half cocked on an idea or something like that, you know, and so I'm very, very careful about the way that I write my songs to go on the record instead of writing a bunch of songs and picking the ones. I write what I need for the record and write for a record. And I think that gives me a little bit more of a, it feels like a little bit more ownership to it than just like, and you've put a little more into it than just like writing a bunch of songs and, you know, kind of trying to throw them together. You know, art is very rarely that random, you know, good art.
What have you found out about the relationship of substances and creativity? People talk about this a lot.
You know, I mean, I'm not going to say that there's, you know, not something creative to be found in a, you know, bag of mushrooms in an open field, but, you know, but there's also, you know, in order to write, you have to feel, and if you're bogged down with, you know, some like mind-numbing chemicals, then you're not going to be able to. I don't think you can really, you know, you're going to lose track of what people are. You know, you're not going to be able to relate to people anymore. You're not even going to be able to relate to yourself. Hmm. You know, I couldn't, you know, figure out, you know, why I was doing what I was doing half the time, you know, back then, and that was. You know, and that's like, it's also like, you know, it's been done so many times. It's one of the least creative damn things you can do. You know,
definitely hear that.
And there's no new way to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just there's two things that happen is either you live through it or you don't. You know, and you know, and when you think about it as a choice like that, then it makes it a little bit more, you know. It'll help you think.
Totally. What's next?
We're going to do Look the Other Way.
Mama, I'm hurting in the worst way. I got no money in my pocket, no place to stay. And when I see you out in the streets, I never know what to say. Oh, but it doesn't matter, Mama. You always look the other way. Mama, I'm searching every night and day. Oh. Yeah, I'm looking for the means to pay for all the wrongs that I've done. For the nights I left you long and way, but I'm always gonna owe you if you always look the other way. Trying to find a way to show you that you're the only one, baby, the only one I'll ever want. So I'm learning to be a better man now.
I'm not certain, but I think I can. But if I fall short, just know I've done all I can do to change. But you're never gonna notice if you always look the other way. Mama, you're never gonna notice. You always look the other way.
Look the Other Way, another new one from Justin Townes-Earl, who's our guest today. That was a perfect example of this, but there's a bunch of times on this record, and it's something you've done in the past too. You know, jazz musicians are encouraged to kind of, when they do a solo, to kind of maybe quote other pieces of music. But you do it lyrically. You'll like, there's a Sunday Morning Coming Down kind of reference in one of the songs.
Yeah.
You do that a lot. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think that it's... You know, I think that it's showing, like, I mean, I have to remind myself that, you know, that I'm just like what Dylan said, is that I'm working inside existing formats. I'm not trying to recreate a format. I'm not looking for a new format. I just want to, you know, exist inside one that, you know, that's already there. So I think showing, if you don't, like, obviously show where it's coming from, then it's sometimes kind of stealing. You know, if you don't make it obvious, like, yes, I'm doing this, then you're probably going to get accused of stealing, you know? And so I think that it was something, you know, I heard Springsteen do it a lot. You know, my father does it a lot. You know, there's a few songwriters who didn't, like Towns didn't do it. Malcolm Holcomb doesn't do it, but they're freaks, you know?
Are there references that we probably don't get in some songs? They're relatively obscure.
Yeah, you know, I think there are several. I mean, there's even. I mean, it's kind of a sad fact, but I mean, there was a lot of people who didn't know the story of John Henry. You know, when I wrote They Killed John Henry, so. You know, it was that kind of depressed me.
Yeah. You and my wife have something in common. You like clothes. And who are some of your favorite designers, and what do you like about them?
Well, I wear pretty much exclusively like Billy Reid and Ralph Lauren's Double RL line, and then I have some friends who own a denim company in Nashville called Imogene and Willie, and I pretty much exclusively wear. From those three designers these days, because they just kind of, everything's made the old way out of you know, there's no rayon in anything, there's no polyester in anything, and I just like to buy things that I know are gonna last. I don't want to have to get another one.
I got to ask where this came from, because no offense to your old man, but you know.
Yeah,
he's not the best dresser in the world.
No. You know, I think it actually kind of stemmed from just being, you know, from my frame is growing up in the South, I had a really hard time finding, you know, I used to buy like these Levi's that like looked like a whole wagon train of Okies moved out of the back seat, you know, and I started looking for clothes that actually fit me, it led me to designer clothing, because they were fitting them for models, and so I was able to find, you know, a size. You know, a lot of, you know, people hate me when I say this, but I have a 27-inch waist. It's
and what's your inseam?
It's about 36.
36, yeah. Wow. Long legs. What's up next?
I guess we'll do Nothing's Gonna Change.
It's a shame, baby. Nothing that you could do. Things change, babe, such as my feelings for you. You just look foolish when you put me down.
won't change the way you feel about me now. When you lay down to sleep, that's when it'll hurt the most. When you wake up alone, you still smell my smoke. Call, baby, try and live me down. 'Cause nothing's gonna change the way you feel about me now. I know it's wrong, but I've got to admit. I said some things that I shouldn't have said. I never loved you. I never loved you. I never loved, never loved, never loved. Broken heart you thought would always be woman. Right now, baby, try and push me down. 'Cause nothing's gonna change the way you feel about me.
That's the title track of Justin's new one, Nothing's Going to Change the Way You Feel About Me Now. Justin, thank you so much. Thanks to our audience at our very own studio today, too.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.